KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, lots of good stuff coming up on the show today. An update from Jody Hendricks from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. We'll talk about an election. We'll talk about an event coming up. They need volunteers for the summer. We'll also hear from God's House. They've got an event coming up we're going to let you know about later in the show. And coming up this weekend at Calvary Church Albuquerque, Eric Metaxas in the pulpit. And actually, honestly, I don't know if it's what the setting is, but he will be on stage at Calvary Church Albuquerque this weekend. He's New York Times best-selling author of the book Bonhoeffer and his forthcoming release, Revolution, the birth of the greatest nation in the history of the world. He's going to sign copies of Revolution in the foyer after service. Listen, don't miss, it's going to be a special weekend, a real opportunity to connect with one of today's leading Christian writers and thinkers. And yes, he's a Christian. I will say this, one of today's leading writers and thinkers, CalvaryNM.Church. He just so happens to love Jesus as well. As does our first guest, Clay Schroff in studio, pastor at Calvary Church Albuquerque and overseeing Love NM, which is busy, Clay.
We are extremely busy. And, you know, our new focus, obviously, is always reaching out and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But what we're trying to do this year specifically, and this is what this initiative is doing, is reaching out to the church.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you know, I mentioned you're a pastor on staff at Calvary Church. You are. However, the heart behind what you're doing is bringing the body of Christ, the Big C Church that I just interrupted you saying.
No worries.
You know, you attend whatever church and that church, your mom that one and your sister that one, but we are the body of Christ, and Love NM is an effort to bring all of us, the body, all the parts together to accomplish much. Together, everyone accomplishes more. And Love Month is just around the corner, and there's plenty to do.
So, you know, one of the things that I'm very big on is everyone's always talking about the separation of church and state, and never let it be on the side of the church that isn't reaching out to our community and partnering with our governmental, like, for instance, the mayor's office and our police departments and our fire departments. And we're even using city facilities to go out and collect garbage off of Central. And we're doing this all under the premise that we are sharing the gospel, the good news that Jesus Christ loves them so much that he was willing to give up heaven, come to earth, die for them, and if they accept him, spend eternity with him in heaven. We are passionate about uniting the Big C Church together in the city, coming together, doing projects for the city that we love, and hopefully we get to make a difference, not only in the lives of the people we touch there, but I think we got to break down a lot of the walls between churches.
Yeah. Well, listen, June is just around the corner. I mean,
it's on us.
A week from Monday is June 1st. I know we've got a long weekend coming up with Memorial Day, June 1st is a week from Monday, and the first opportunity to serve in Love Month is June 2nd, the following day. And I want to walk through this on lovenm.org under events. You'll find Love Month. Click on it. You'll see all the different opportunities. Now, please don't go away. Don't tune out. I want you to hear this. Many hands make light work, and the need for volunteers to accomplish what we've planned, the need is great for volunteers. If you are able, prayerfully consider your part in this. And when we're done with the show, go to lovenm.org, find the place to serve, and sign up.
And we've made it extremely easy. And you're going to see a lot of things like your first responder volunteers. And it goes, but there's really only seven of them, and they're spread out over the fourth and the fifth.
Right. And you'll, yeah, when you go to the website, you'll see all kinds of blocks. Like, man, that's a lot of places, but it's not as many as Clay said. If you look closely, each of the blocks is really kind of a different time, a different team at a different time at a different place. So that adds up. But I did want to walk through Clay. So when, you know, before people get there,
sure.
And I know they can click there And, you know, and maybe we'll be generic too, but starting with CareNet, the grounds cleanup, just to be able to go to the CareNet offices here in Albuquerque, CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, CareNetABQ.org or .com, actually both. .org, I believe, is for clients, .com for supporters, you know, those that are supporting the ministry. But CareNet in Albuquerque, listen, they're busy saving lives. They're busy doing the work to reach out to people in crisis pregnancy.
It's a way that we can support those who are already supporting what the church should be doing.
Right. Well, and people can be there to pull weeds or pick up garbage. Or, you know, it's really not like, well, what exactly do I need to do? You need to show up, be ready to work, work gloves.
Yep.
I mean, people are thinking, Clay, I'm asking, if they show up without gloves, are there going to be gloves?
I'm sure that
we'll figure it out.
We'll provide. Yeah. And then, you know, the next one is a real easy thing. We're providing lunch and dinner for our first responders. And there's going to be about 75 first responders at each facility. And we have the commanders of APD and our fire department helping us set up so that when the church gets there, they're going to be sharing food, breaking bread with first responders, getting to pray over those folks, and then inviting them to Freedom Fest. And what a great opportunity.
Freedom Celebration. Yes.
Well, it's a fest, too.
Yes, it is.
But it is called Freedom Celebration.
Yes.
And it's a way for us to share and invite people who are out there serving us. Then we get to work the next week. We get to work with our homeless population.
Yeah, and much more, but yes.
And so much more. And it's an opportunity where you get to rub elbows and lock arms with other believers and truly go out and serve our community in a safe way that, like, for instance, if you go way out on the west side, there's a homeless shelter out there where people who do not have a place to stay are able to go. And we are going to paint the front and beautify it. And it's a way for us and gives us an opportunity. Once again, we're not going out there to paint. We're going out there to share the gospel. And we earn that right because we're painting the front of their facility and cleaning up out there as well.
Clay, speak to someone, whether it's CareNet or first responders or the homeless outreach that's happening through Love Month and lovenm.org. Speak to the people that are hearing this. And there's anxiety, there's fear, there's the unknown, and you are already, but I really want to ease, like, let people know you are equipped to do this, and you're not going to be alone in it.
You know, one of my favorite things on outreach is that we have those that have done it 100 times, but I have that new person that feels the anxiety, and here's the thing, you're only ask to do what you feel you're capable of doing. We every once in a while we have that new person that sits in the back of the room and just paints or just picks up litter, but they get to experience it next to other believers.
And we need you.
And we do need you. And that's what I want to say. And you know what I find is that all of a sudden they come back. So we just went out with Chick-fil-A at Tahajale, right? And what did we do? We picked up litter on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And people go, well, what would that do? You know what it did is actually we had the fire department, the ambulances run up and down the road to make sure that people were going slow. And it put the word out into the Tahajale community that a bunch of Christians cared enough about them to pick up trash.
Yeah.
And it opens doors later.
It gives you an audience with people that maybe wouldn't give you an audience otherwise.
In every one of these situations, either it be going to the first responders and handing them a piece of pizza or whatever we bring, the food we bring, and saying thank you. Everyone can do that.
Yeah.
And then for others, we're going to be laying hands on our first responders and praying for them. And anyone can hand an invite to come watch Freedom with a bunch of other believers. And it also unites you with other believers from other places, letting you know that what Christ is doing in our world today, it doesn't matter what church you're going to. If as long as it's a foundationally Christ-centered church, We're all doing the same thing. We're preparing the way so that people can accept Christ as Lord and Savior and spend eternity with Him in heaven. Not to mention the benefits here on earth, where we're not walking alone, Steve. We're walking with Christ. And in Christ, we're walking with our brothers and sisters and doing it.
Hey, before we let the listener know about more opportunities for Love Month, I want to say this too. We're speaking to you directly. However, there's someone who you know in your sphere of influence that is not hearing this. One, you can bring them to the archive of abqconnect.online and just I'll tell them via that. Or you can tell them, hey, I heard about this on the radio station. The body of Christ together is doing this. I'm part of the body of Christ. I want to be part of this, and I'd like you to come with me. Will you do that with me?
So good,
and
Steve.
And go recruit others to be a part of what's happening. LoveNM.org. Another opportunity. You're going back to school, or maybe going to university for the very first time. I don't know. UNM campus outreach, and there's going to be an opportunity to pray with students around the duck pond, and just going out to UNM. I mean, checking in with students, and a lot of what you've already talked about, Clay, just sharing the love of Christ.
You know, these are outreaches that we're doing on a monthly or a weekly basis anyhow. And what we find is when we do this, we go there to change the lives of the people that we're there to impact. We're there to pour into them. But you know what happens is when you allow God to use you, you get poured into. And it truly changes who you are. It's just in your life. One of the things that, like with PTSD or when we're feeling severely depressed, one of the things that is proven to work is pouring into others. And this gives us an opportunity to reach out to a very hurting community. Albuquerque is always rated one of the worst in the nation. And one of the things that we want to do by sharing the gospel of Christ is make New Mexico the best place to be a kid. Because if it's the best place to be a kid, it's the best place to be a student, it's the best place to be a worker, it's the best place to be a parent, a friend, a business. So we're trying to make changes in our city. And the only way we can do that is to get out there amongst our city and make the change.
Yeah. Hey, some may be asking and as I click on each of these opportunities, Clay, we're really looking for people 14 years and older to
be with a parent in most cases.
Okay, so parents, you know, that's your call. The next one is Central Cleanup. Now, we mentioned June 2nd. That's the beginning of some of what's happening with CareNet, and then June 4th and 5th with first responders. Yep. And then it moves out a little bit later. June 12th is Central Cleanup. That's starting at the Tiwa Lounge on the north side of Central between San Mateo and San Pedro. And if you're a native to Albuquerque, you know, you can picture it in your mind. It needs cleanup. And there will be a group of Christians together.
We're trying to get 50 people to come together.
Yeah.
We're going to pray for our city. We're going to clean up. We're going to have garbage trucks provided by the city there to put our stuff in. And the police are going to be present along with us walking that area. So it's going to be an amazing time. Plus, anyone that we bump into, they're going to hear the good news.
Hey, I want to be careful here because I don't want someone overcommitted. However, there's a lot of dates here. And you can be in two different places on two different dates. So it's okay to be a part of multiple opportunities to get out. And that second one is on the 12th. Starts at 8 in the morning.
To do it in the cool of the day.
Yeah. And then the homeless outreach, that is the same day at 5 in the afternoon. And it's much of what you already said. Now, is the homeless outreach going to be around town, or is it going to be somewhere specific?
At 5 o'clock every Friday, we have a homeless outreach that actually meets here at the Calvary Church. and you don't have to belong to Calvary to go. And then they have designated places where everyone goes. We generally pass out some clothing, some food, water, okay, some Bibles. That is an actual outreach that actually happens every week. So if that's where they're passionate about, we go out once a week sharing the gospel of Christ on the streets of Albuquerque. That one is 14 plus, and I probably would not bring younger children to that one.
And again, all the details, again, are at lovenm.org on the events page. Let's get through the rest of these quickly, because I want to make sure people know about the opportunities. Gateway West, and is there more than one gateway?
There's several gateways. We have the one off Gibson. They have the Family Center, the Young Adult. But that one is an open door homeless shelter that we bus homeless people to.
Yeah.
And that is out by the little airport out there.
Now, this is June 16th, 17th, and 18th. There's Gateway West front entrance painting.
Yep.
There's
That's a beautification project.
Gateway Center engagement activities on the 17th. That begins at 10 in the morning. The previous starts at 9 in the morning. At 10 in the morning on the 18th, Gateway Center donation room cleanup. So it's really just elbow grease for a lot of this, and opportunity to engage with those that are around you and share the love of Christ. This one, I'm moving on just for sake of time, Clay. Personalities Plus, we've had on this show several times. This is a ministry that just keeps exponentially growing. What she's been able to do for at-risk women who need just a blessing, a purse filled with things that ladies need, and some things ladies don't need. You know, whether it's a jewelry or, but you know what? I know she includes in each of those purses is a scripture that connects it to the Word of God.
And it's a very simple, easy to do project where if you don't want to get out on the streets of New Mexico, they do that, and then it's brought out to the streets at a later time.
Okay, then another homeless outreach on June 19th. So it's really through the month, and we're going to be talking about it. We're going to be recruiting, and like I said earlier, Clay and I have both done direct sales. We're asking for the close here. We're asking that you prayerfully consider one of these ministries. You can participate in one of these, and invite others to be a part, or come out as a family. You know, if the age is appropriate and the outreach is appropriate for your family, be a part of this at lovenm.org as a part of the body of Christ in whole, regardless of where you call church on Wednesday or Thursday or Saturday or Sunday or whenever it is.
Sign up, and then our next step is we're going to assign a project lead to follow up with you and make sure that you have all of the details, the times that you're followed up with to answer any of your questions. And hopefully it grows to a point where we have to create more projects.
Yeah. Well, go team.
Love, so good, Steve.
Love this, Clay. Well, thanks for your time. Always appreciate you. And let me know when you need to get back in and talk this up, or, you know, events like, and we're going to talk a little bit about an event coming up, Stories of Hope, that you'll find on lovenm.org. That's for another guest. As a matter of fact, our next guest, Jody Hendricks from the New Mexico Family Action Movement, is waiting in the wings. Clay, thanks for your time, brother.
Thank you for having us, Steve.
All right.
Thank you for the listeners that are so faithful.
Yes, amen. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect. We'll be back with more right after this.